From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message entitled Spiritual Methods for Successful Warfare. After several divinely appointed delays, part of the spiritual preparation for the battle, the army of Israel was eager to begin the battle for Jericho. Now, Joshua was given instructions that must have come as a shock to a seasoned soldier. Rather than launch a straightforward attack, Joshua was commanded by God to have the army march around the city in absolute silence once a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they were to march around it 7 times, and then to shout. This certainly was not man's way of waging war, but it was God's way. And since Joshua was a man of faith as well as a military leader, he knew that God's way would lead to victory. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, God's work must be done in God's way. This applies to worship. In His Word, God has laid down the requirements for acceptable worship. The principle of following the Lord's directions applies as well to our service. God's people are to present a Christ-centered witness, not some man-centered attempt to make the gospel acceptable to the flesh. As the ark was prominent in the battle for Jericho, so it is the presence of Christ that makes the difference in the Lord's service. Before the message, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Psalm 66 and verse 20. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer. In looking back on the character of our prayers, if we do it honestly, we shall be filled with wonder that God has ever answered them. There may be some who think their prayers worthy of acceptance, as the Pharisee did. But the true Christian, in a more enlightened retrospect, weeps over his prayers, and if he could retrace his steps, he would desire to pray more earnestly. Remember, Christian, how cold thy prayers have been. When in thy closet thou shouldst have wrestled as Jacob did, but instead thy petitions have been faint and few, far removed from that humble, believing, persevering faith, which cries, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Yet, wonderful to say, God has heard these cold prayers of thine, and not only heard, but answered them. Reflect also how unfrequent have been thy prayers, unless thou hast been in trouble, and then thou hast gone often to the mercy seat. But when deliverance has come, where has been thy constant supplication? Yet, notwithstanding thou hast ceased to pray as once thou didst, God has not ceased to bless. When thou hast neglected the mercy seat, God has not deserted it, but the bright light of the Shekinah has always been visible between the wings of the cherubim. Oh, it is marvelous that the Lord should regard those intermittent spasms of importunity which come and go with our necessities. What a God is He thus to hear the prayers of those who come to Him when they have pressing wants, but neglect Him when they have received the mercy, who approach Him when they are forced to come, but who almost forget to address Him when mercies are plentiful and sorrows are few. Let His gracious kindness in hearing such prayers touch our hearts, so that we may henceforth be found praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Of serving God are not mere innocent innovations. The Word of God condemns them. The Word of God says, for instance, in Colossians 2, verse 23, that such things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship. Some things men invent appear to be very beneficial. People have brought things into the worship of God in the church. They say, we have a new generation, we must have a new way. You have this taking place all across America. Churches have turned into theaters. They have drama. They're putting on situation plays taken from the everyday world to get across a moral message. They have rock operas, rock concerts. You've got to talk to the world in the medium of today. That's the thinking. That's the innovation. But when you come to Scripture and ask them, show me in God's Word the basis for that, they tell you, well, it works. But of course, that's open to question. Very, very seriously open to question. I would strongly deny, ultimately, that, quote, it works. Paul says there are things which have a show of wisdom in will worship. But as Jesus said in Mark 7, verse 7, howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of man. It's true in worship. It's also true in service. Men have come up with multiplied ways of making converts. They have come up with every psychological gimmick for getting people to make decisions for Christ. They've even got to the place, believe it or not, where they can prophesy how many people are going to make decisions next year. I have heard preachers say, next year we are, not we're praying for, not we're trusting God to see, but next year, by these methods, we are going to see X number of decisions for Christ. New ways of serving. Oh, the inventiveness of man is great. But when it starts obtruding itself into the service of God, it comes under the condemnation of God. God has laid down the way He wants His work to be done. And the elements in that way of working are plain. If you look at the portion of Scripture, you'll notice these verses present the timeless method of the Lord. He says, compass the city, sound the trumpets, and carry the ark around the city. That reminds me of Psalm 105, verse 1, where you've got the same three elements. Give thanks unto the Lord. That's the first thing. Call upon His name. That's the second thing. Make known His deeds. That's the third thing. Compass the city. That's prayer. When you're calling on the name of your God, you're walking around, you're surrounding the obstacle, compassing it about with prayer. The trumpets are the praise, giving thanks unto the Lord. The ark is bearing Christ before the people. That is making known His deeds. This is the timeless method. Prayer and praise and preaching. Now, God has never changed those. Those are the things He has laid down in His Word. And yet, you know, those are the things which are most conspicuous by their absence in the witness of the modern church. Prayer, praise, and preaching. Notice very particularly the emphasis upon a Christ-exalting witness. At the heart of this entire procession, what was there? There was the ark of God. Hold up the ark. And the priest bearing the ark in the sight of the men of Jericho, round about the city, every day for 6 days, then 7 times on the seventh day. That ark is the picture of Jesus Christ. I don't want to take time in Scripture typology this morning, but study it carefully. You'll find that ark is the picture of Christ. It's the picture of Christ. Humanity, Christ manifested in the flesh. Where was the holy law of God kept entire and unbroken inside the ark. God gave Moses the two tables of the law on two occasions. The first time, they were broken in the hand of Moses. The second time, they were placed entire, complete in the ark. Where is the law of God perfectly kept? In Christ and in Christ alone. Over the ark there was the mercy seat. Christ our mercy seat. Paul actually calls him that. He is Christ our mercy seat. Covering the law of God. Satisfying the law of God. Having kept it in his life. Satisfying it in his propitiatory death. And I use that word because the word the propitiatory is just an anglicized form of the Greek idea for the mercy seat. This is Christ, this ark. Christ in his life of obedience. Christ in his death of atonement. Christ the satisfier of God. Christ the reconciler of his people. Christ the justifier. Christ the Redeemer, Christ the Savior, Christ the Almighty. That is the message of the ark. And they are told, carry the ark. This is a Christ-exalting witness. And I want to tell you, that is always at the heart of God's way of doing his work. Anything that drives us away from a Christ-centered witness is not of God. Lo and behold, that's the very thing that has happened in the church today. Everything and anything is good enough to take the place of a Christ-centered witness. I heard a preacher just yesterday preaching his way through. I only heard him for a few minutes, so I'm not going to be very critical. But I heard him preach his way through some verses in Colossians chapter 2. You are complete in Christ. And I was rather encouraged that he was using that portion of Scripture. And I thank God that he was, and he was giving his people some important truth. But as I listened, I realized the man hasn't the ghost of an idea of the real heart of the passage. He never did get to the objective righteousness of Christ imputed to the people of God. Never did get to that. Never even referred to it. Didn't enter into his thinking. Listen. Anything that misses that is missing the gospel. It's missing the gospel. Today, the Christ-centered witness is almost non-existent in most churches. I have been to church after church after church. When I've gone on vacation, I've gone searching, desiring, looking for somebody who will preach a message from God. And in the vast majority of cases, I've come out wondering, why does that church even exist? Why is it there? What does it have to contribute? And I've come out nonplussed. And I've had to say, if I were in that place, if I were that minister, I would quit today. Or else I would have to change the entire ministry. Went to one fundamentalist church that happened to be, I think, Labor Day. He preached the message of a modernist. There's nothing more than that. Now, he wasn't a modernist. Don't misunderstand me. He was a believer. But he preached about work, just the way any liberal would preach about work, as if God didn't exist and Christ had never died. And there was no power in the blood. There was absolutely nothing. Nothing. We have the usual round of seminars with principles for this and principles for that and principles for the other thing. But where is the Christ-centered witness? That is God's way of doing his work. Now we're told it doesn't, in these days, it doesn't get the same results. I'll come to results in a minute or two. We're told it doesn't get the same results. These things work. We have all these schemes and plans to get people saved, and they work. Do you realize what that's saying? That man has been able to come up with something that's more successful than what God has commanded? The very thought of it should tell you it's wrong. I tell you this. It's very, very important that we have a desire to see a great work done for God. We must never become used to seeing nothing done. We must never become used to sinners coming and going unsaved and never touched. We must have a desire to see a great work done for God. But we must equally never try to make it appear that there is a greater work being done than God is actually doing. That's living in a fool's paradise. Christ exalting witness. And of course, a Christ exalting walk. The soldiers had to walk around before and after that ark. In other words, the Lord was in the midst of them as they walked around Jericho. What is the key to a powerful witness? What is the key to overcoming grace and having victory as you seek to do the work of God and bring down the strongholds of sin? What is the key? It is Christ in the midst. It is a walk that is surrounded by the sense of the presence of God. It is a walk in the conscious realization of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ right in the midst. Christ in us is not only the hope of glory, He is that, but Christ in us is the guarantee of success. It's the guarantee of power. Christ's presence.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.